UFM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver. Stay tuned next for Cabaret.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Will Two-Step, and thank you, Evan, for moderating the program tonight. And my name's Will Two-Step, like I said, and it's now time for the Cabaret program. If you're new to this program, each and every Tuesday night, we have from 7 to 8 p.m., we have live local musicians in here. And tonight, we are honored and privileged to have Alex Wirth. And
thank you, Will.
It's yours, man.
First one's called Love and Light.
Oh, 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 you wouldn't believe the beauty of my angels in disguise. I lead them to the light. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 sweet meadow breeze. So gentle that it makes you wanna cry. And it's whispering, protect what you love with all your might. Oh, 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 I see it all in you, all in you, learning to fight for love and light. Oh, 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 oh. Of your mind, you're breaking free. Yeah, I see it in the smile of your eyes. I see it all in you, all in you, learning to fight. Yeah, I see it all in you, all in you, learning to fight for love and light. Yeah, for love and light. And I see it all in you, all in you, learning to fight. I see it all in you, all in you, learning to fight for love and light. Oh, whoa, whoa, oh. Working anymore. until you come into your healing. No, don't you come knocking at my door. Don't you come knocking. So don't you come knocking. No, no, no. Like shattered glass, you leave me bleeding. And I'm sick of sweeping up this floor. Well, I'm not the answer, not that you're seeking. You're not my problem anymore. So don't you come knocking. Don't you come knocking. No, no, no. Don't you come knocking. Don't you come knocking. No, no, no. Don't you come knocking. No, no, no. Don't you come knocking. Don't you come knocking. No, no, no. Don't you come, don't you come, don't you come. Don't you come knocking.
He's from Mexico. And man, Jose said something you ought to know. Whatever brought me here must be meant to be. And I will hold this moment of clarity. This is what he said to me. I can see you enjoy life. It's who you are. I can see it in your eyes. The fire in your heart. I'm electrified by this life I chose. Tuning up to perfect resonation with my soul. I broke down, but now I'm swimming in the flow. Whoa, I sense inside me something far beyond the physical. It's indestructible. I can see you enjoy life. It's who you are. I can see it in your eyes. The fire in your heart. I can see you enjoy life. It's who you are. I can see it in your eyes. The fire in your heart.
nothing but love and running my DNA. What you see is what you get, and that's okay. I've got nothing but love and running my DNA. Seems so precious, I need to relay. You got nothing but love, it running your DNA. Now I'll tell you a special something I learned from Jose. Yeah, yeah, about that loving that's running all of our DNA. Loving is the way I can see you enjoy life. It's who you are. I can see it in your eyes. The fire in your heart. I can see you enjoy life. It's who you are. I can see it in your eyes. Is what you get, really, what can I say? I got nothing but love and running my DNA. What you see is what you get, and that's okay. I've got nothing but love and running my DNA. Cause I see a scene so precious, I need to relay. You got nothing but love and running your DNA. I'll tell you a special something I learned from Jose. Loving is the way.
Very nice, gentlemen. Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
Yes. Thanks ladies so and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, this is KGNU's Cabaret program. Each and every Tuesday from 7 to 8, we have live musicians here. And tonight we have Alex Wirth. Alex Wirth. And,
hey there, everybody.
Alex is on guitar and vocals, playing this really nice semi-hollow-bodied Taylor, which I've never seen before, quite honestly.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a beautiful instrument and sounds great. And if you're trying to play along at home, those first two songs were Capo 6, I think. And over here on bass is Hoyt Benson on bass and vocals.
How's it going, ladies and gentlemen?
And you guys are sounding really, really good on the on the harmonies.
Thank you so much.
Love it, guys. Let's see here. So if you like what you're hearing and you want to see these guys live, your next opportunity is the 28th of this month at the Abbott and Wallace Distillery in Longmont. It will be Alex and Hoyt, and that will be from 7 to 9 p.m.
Yes, that's right.
Excellent. And then the next one is May 20th at the Boco Cider, 6 to 8 p.m. That's up in North Boulder. I think it's on Lee Hill Drive, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's, you know, the road that turns into 28th and then becomes 36?
Mm-hmm.
It's like right off of that.
Yeah.
You know, there's that strip Lee Hill of like little businesses mm-hmm. right there. It's a couple of breweries and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
right in there.
Yeah, exactly. And that's 6 to 8. 6 to 8 p.m.
Yes.
And Hoyt will be with you on that one also.
Correct.
Best cider in town, too, so go check it out, y'all.
Okay, well, there you go.
The Mango Tango is fantastic from Boco Cider.
It is spicy. It was spicier than I was expecting the first time I picked it up. It was kind of funny.
Yeah.
All right. And then we have an EP release, and Hoyt will be there also. It's at the Trident Booksellers and Cafe, which is on Pearl Street, just east of 9th on Pearl, and that's 7 to 9 p.m., and that's the 23rd of June. And I'm going to ask you guys to talk a little bit about that EP and what's all that about.
Yeah, so last year I recorded 15 songs
mm-hmm.
in my attic, and it was just me, live, raw, just my acoustic guitar and my voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to put something out there in the world to say that I exist as a musician, as an artist. And so I've been putting those out as 5-song EPs.
Mm-hmm.
The first one came out last May. That one's called Protect What You Love. The next one was in November. That's Time to Know Yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And this next one is going to be coming out in June at Trident, and that one is trying to remember the name, putting it all together right now.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing Left to Hide.
Nothing Left to Hide. Excellent. That's really good. That's really good. Excellent. How long did it take you to put all that together?
You know, it was a few months. I just took the winter time, the cold months to not a lot of shows going on, and decided to put things together. I had a microphone at home, and I've been dreaming about putting music out, and I decided that instead of waiting to have the band, which I obviously wanted before that all was together, I wanted to just put something out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I figured, you know, let's not wait. I'll just put something out that's raw.
Okay, cool, man. Excellent. So that's EP release party with Hoyt on the 23rd of June. That's Trident Booksellers and Cafe, 7 to 9 p.m. And then on, undecided on the day here, but it's either going to be the Saturday or the Sunday, the 24th or the 25th of June, you have, you're going to be at the center stage at the Denver Pride Fest.
That's right. Yeah.
Yay.
So I just did that audition on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, so they're I don't know which day it's going to be. Mm-hmm. It's going to be either the 24th or the 25th. All right. Thank you. We're buying time right now.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
But it's going to be either the 24th or the 25th at Civic Center Park for Pride Fest. And I'm very excited. I'm just going to share music with so many people.
Yeah, center stage.
Kind of like tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's see here. Are we okay to play again here, or are you got that taken care of or not?
Well, here's the thing.
Yes, my 9-volt is dead.
My 9-volt is dead, and I need that for this guitar to work.
Mm.
So I'm wondering if we could maybe put this against my guitar, because it's kind of an acoustic guitar as well.
You can borrow mine.
You have one?
I've got one in the back of here.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, excellent. Yeah, battery. Technical problems, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, and by the way, Hoyt's on a, he's playing a really nice six string here.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Six string bass. And you were saying, Hoyt, that you also, you play metal too.
Well, this is correct, yeah. I've been messing around with some local acts in the area, just kind of trying to find anything I can to play, you know, as most musicians these days are. You know, we're just looking to network as much as we can. And I figure, why limit yourself to something that's, you know, just one sound? I think that's, you know, creative fun will come from when you're experimenting with a bunch of different things. So with Jared Lipka, I'll be playing a couple gigs down in Denver, Inglewood area. That's coming up in June, and then we'll have some other stuff later that summer. But, yeah, facilitates a six string. It's quite fun, man. I enjoy it.
Yeah, you play it well. Thank you.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. And so this is alexworthmusic.com if you're looking online, and it's Worth with W-I-R-T-H.
Yeah, so you don't want to put the O in there, because it won't bring you to the same spot.
And Hoyt has a Instagram page called Benji and His Guitar.
That's correct. Yeah, I've been promoting more of my small stuff lately. So I've just been promoting my stuff with Alex, promoting my stuff with Jared. So very, very excited to be posting more on there, just getting more active on that page. So if y'all feel inclined, go give it a follow.
All right. I think we have a battery swap.
We do have a battery swap, yes.
Excellent. All right. What's the name of the next tune, Alex?
Yeah, so the next tune is called Hope is Pretty Dope, and I'll take this one, and we'll check back in with Hoyt. You could see just what I see. You know my memories and how I came to be just as I am. There was no plan, so I asked on my own, how do I become the best me that I know? Well, no one seems to have the answer that I need. Try to be always optimistic, I think that's what it takes. Try to take care in my own life, but I make so many mistakes. Human condition, it's the only one I know. Every decision
journey of my soul, and I've learned some lessons. Look back at what I chose, and it brings me wisdom. The wisdom brings me hope. Hope is pretty dope. Da da la, da da la, da da la. Hope is pretty dope. Da da la, da da la. Living in a world of constant lies where we all just want the truth. I think it's that our heads just get too heavy. Our hearts buckle from abuse. What is my lesson? What's my part in this snafu? Thank God you mentioned there's hope in me and you. When I lose perspective, you say, look to the stars. There's nothing out there. We are not apart. Hope is pretty dope. Da da la, da da la, da da la. Hope is pretty dope. Da da la la, da da la, da da da. No matter if you're near or far, you're right here in my heart. I've fallen for the tricks of modern day, so I'm giving up the pics of my addiction. There must be a better way, like the cure to cancer, like a strong immunity. Let's work together, look, we are one body. Starts with you and me. Just you and me. And that's how I will be. The best me I can.
Thank you.
Very nice, very nice. What was it? Okay, cool.
Perfect. Okay.
Excellent. What was the name of that one again?
That one's Hope is Pretty Dope.
Hope is Pretty Dope. I like that.
Yeah, yeah, thanks.
How long have you been writing, Alex?
You know, I started playing guitar around the age of 12 or 13.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started writing songs in high school. And actually, the first song I ever wrote was a song for health class.
Mm-hmm.
It was a song. We had to write something about the effects of substances. You know, and as a teenager, you're supposed to say absolutely no to mm-hmm. all to mm-hmm. the substances.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I wrote a song. It was called The Ballad of Broken Dreams.
Hmm.
And it was about alcoholism and how alcohol will not help you get any dates.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But since then I've been writing about my own experiences, and this kind of grew from there. The passion never went away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Are you ready to harmonize with him?
Yeah, I believe I am.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So we're gonna be down the bass. We have, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, we had a battery die on one of the instruments, so we've swapped, and the guitar's back, and Hoyt will harmonize as opposed to playing and harmonizing. Is that cool?
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Cool. So, what's the name of the next tune, man?
So the next one, I'll play a song that I just wrote. It's not actually on our set list, and I'm going to see how this goes, just so that we can include Hoyt on all the songs that were mm-hmm. that we planned.
Cool.
So, let's see. There it is. This one's Gravity.
I feel more gravity these days. foundation force of my heart. So I won't hesitate to pull you back when you're drifting into the dark. Well, I'm just sick of this place. You can scream all you want, but no one seems to care. So this signal goes out to you, letting you know that I'm always there. Yeah, some people go away. Our tears, they twinkle like stars in the sky. But unlike the stars that light our way, constellations of memories will never die. Just know it gets better in time. And when the darkness finally fades, you will be strong. You are so strong. However you will see, you have your own grace. Gravity.
While we're waiting on John to bring that new 9-volt battery back from the hardware store.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you guys, both you guys, a question, and then this is for both you guys. And this is Alex Worth on guitar, and while we're waiting on the battery for the six-string bass, this is Hoyt Benson. And I'll start with Alex. And so you were just saying earlier that you wrote your first song really in high school, and you've been playing since you're about 12 or 13.
Yeah.
Was there a show or an artist or some moment that you went to a show or something that kind of clicked and you said, man, I really want to do this and I can do this?
Yeah. There are so many artists that have inspired me and have made me feel like just alive inside. And I think a big part of that is my family is very musical.
Oh, cool.
My grandparents met at a cello lesson when they were 13 years old.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
Cello?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. My grandmother played piano or taught piano lessons. My grandfather was a band director for high school.
Nice.
And my dad was actually an amazing cello player when he was younger. A little protege, he was in the newspapers for his cello playing. And he didn't continue with his cello playing, but he did pass on his passion for music and the music that he liked onto me and my three brothers. So it was not hard to jump into starting to love music. I think my parents actually took us to a Red Hot Chili Peppers concert when I was in middle school.
Oh, that's awesome.
That was pretty awesome. Definitely stuck with me. And then going to shows with my friends, seeing Streetlight Manifesto and Weezer and Rise Against and The Offspring and all these fun shows that, you know, it just
it just continues to build on like, oh, I want to do that. I want to have this feeling. Mm-hmm. I want to inspire people and help them feel alive and connected to one another, you know? Mm-hmm. So that is sort of where it came from for me.
Cool, cool. So first real show your parents took you and it was Red Hot Chili Peppers.
It was the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
In
nice.
All their glory.
Excellent. And Hoyt, what's your story?
I think, you know, I started off as a pretty musical kid myself. There were a lot of guitars around the house, some mm-hmm. keyboards, things like that. So as a young man and just somebody, you know, having that around, I was always, you know, banging around on the keyboards, trying to make some sort of sound on guitar. I think the moment it kind of clicked for me when I decided that music was a career path that mm-hmm. I would want to stick with was pretty young, actually. I was about 6 years old, if I recall correctly, and my parents gave me the choice of going to go to Disneyland with all the family or go to Mile High Music Fest 2008 to see Tom Petty and Dave Matthews Band. And without a question, it was like Tom Petty all the way. And that was my first official show. So I think we saw John Mayer, Dave Matthews Band, Tom Petty, Rodrigo y Gabriela that weekend. And every moment of that entire festival was just, man, I know I can do this. I've got the fire in me to do this. Mm-hmm. How do I make this happen? So I picked up a guitar, locked myself in my room for 4 hours a day starting off, and now I'm just a crazy 21-year-old musician trying to play around, man. It's been an incredible journey.
I didn't realize it was 4 hours a day.
4 hours a day, man.
That is so committed.
It was, man. It was a gas at that moment because, you know, as I started to get into heavier stuff, I realized like, oh, there's some technique that needs to go on here. So I was like, man, I need to really dig in. And my God, am I thankful that I did.
Right, right. So you play bass, guitar, and do you play keys too?
I can fake my way on a couple tunes on keys. I'm mm-hmm. not going to say I'm, you know, any, you know, Lincoln Center, you know, prospect or anything like that. But I will say that anything musical related, I'll pick up anything and mm-hmm. I'll start yammering away. But guitar, bass, drums, and vocals are my main
cool,
four.
Cool. Excellent. And Alex, you said you played trumpet a little bit, right?
Yeah, when I was in grade school, I played it from 5th grade on to 12th grade. That's the thing. That instrument never really called me.
Mm.
It was fun, and I think band class was essential for me to feel like, oh, this is what it's like to play music with other people.
Right.
And I was always so excited. I remember in pep band, and this was more toward high school, I would get so jazzed about being at like the basketball games, mm-hmm. and I would take my trumpet and I'd be like dancing in the bleachers so much more than any of my peers. And but once I picked up the guitar, it was over. It was just like, oh, I see why I'm here now.
I see. Excellent, excellent. We have battery has arrived. Excellent, excellent. Let's just kill momentarily. Yes. Okay. Thank you, John. Yay. Oh yeah, by the way, John is our excellent over here. Hang on a second. Stretch across the room. We got it. Yay. Thanks, John.
Huge breath of relief. Thank you so much, John.
George Figgs is a producer and engineer behind the glass over here, and John is our protege. Does everything. Thanks,
the Padawan.
John. Thank you, John. Thank you.
Excellent.
Excellent. What's the name of the next tune, guys?
Yeah, so next we're going to play a song called Luna.
Luna.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. There we are.
Oh, man.
All righty.
Yes.
Look at that.
See, now we're prepared.
Yes, we are.
I'm living every day. I try to always tell the truth. I try to listen patiently like you do, Luna. So much love. She says you have so much love. Love, love, love. I've never seen so much love. You must be made out of the stuff. Luna, 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 I thank you, Luna, Luna, Luna. Gift to give and laugh. I will share this present with all those that I find here in this moment. That means you and me. You and me, I'm loving you.
Next song is partially inspired by a time I went to Mexico and I was minding my own business playing in the waves on the beach and I got stung by a stingray. This one's called Overcome.
Fitting for their current moment, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, man.
We have Overcome.
Yes, we have.
And 1, 2, 3, 4. Self-proclaim, I will overcome, say it, I will overcome, say it. My soul, although I can't control, I will overcome. Say it.
Tell me something, it's got to give, 'cause we all just wanna live. Tell me something, it's got to give, yeah, it's got to give, we will overcome.
What's the name of the next tune?
Yeah, so the next one is Confide, and this is actually one of those ones I wrote in high school.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm still performing it, so cool.
Well, it's transformed a lot over time, but I felt like, and I do this with songs sometimes, where I love the energy of the song, I love where it's going, but then I just need to completely rewire it as far as the lyrics are concerned. This is one of those, but the first time I recorded this was in my friend Matt Fate's house. And I was a little computer, and we did this whole little punk album, but this was a part of it. And but it's transformed, and this is what it is now.
Standing firm in this moment in time, I want to be there. I want to show you what is inside, so we can celebrate in every choice we make. I'm choosing not to hide. In you I confide. Just for a while, how could you want more of Mother Nature? I am a child. However long it takes, I learn from all my mistakes, and with the wind I inspired, but now I can't seem to catch a break. And as I sing this song, I know that it won't be long until I fade away. Well, still I say I'm going nowhere. I am the spirit of love and light. I'm going to be there every day into every night. And when we're worlds away, always in your heart I'll stay. It will be alright. I'm here, but I'll be gone. I'm here, and it won't be long.
Inside of the last 15 minutes of the program, ladies and gentlemen, here at Cabaret. My name is Will Two-Step. Thank you for joining us. Stay tuned for the top of the hour with Corriente. Leo would be in for 2 hours of wonderful Latin music, and then followed by Frank. Frank will be doing the heavy set tonight at 10 to 11, heavy set.
I'd always listen to the heavy set coming back from work when I was working in the restaurants. There's a fantastic little program.
Cool. Yes, indeed. And this is Alex Wirth with an I, W-I-R-T-H. And
you can
find his stuff on alexworthmusic.com. That's all one word, ladies and gentlemen. And let's just get more music because we had that little delay there when we were
absolutely
looking for it. So what's the name next tune?
Yeah, so the next one we're going to do is called Brave. This one is from experience I had this summer. I went out to see my cousin's wedding, which was delightful. And then I went to go see my father, who I hadn't seen in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
He struggled with alcoholism through a lot of his life. And I got to say hi to him. He didn't look very good, but we were able to talk and say that we miss each other and that we love each other. And then I headed out, hoping to maybe see him the next day. And he actually passed away that next day.
No, really?
Yeah.
Wow, man, I'm so sorry.
Well, I appreciate that. But this is the song that sort of came in the wake of that experience. Mm-hmm. Okay. This one's called Brave.
Cool.
Sick in bed with your cigarettes. I came by just to sing you a tune. So you turned off the TV screen and said, boy, is it good to see you. I just wish I got closer to you. You gave open eyes. I'll just learn on my own to be brave. I thought you were indestructible. So why did you pull all the shades? Maybe if you were more vulnerable, your light would burn your shadows away. Your kids wouldn't have watched you fade away. Learn on my own to be brave. You didn't let me get too close, so from the doorway I opened my arms. And from your bed you spread your wings. Be brave as you fly in the stars. In the stars. In the stars.
Guys, really nice, gentlemen.
Thank you. Good tune.
You want to see these guys? April 28th, Abbott and Wallace Distillery, between 7 and 9. That will also be with Holt in Longmont. Abbott and Wallace Distillery is in Longmont. Boco Cidery, 6 to 8 p.m. on the 20th of May. Mm-hmm. Trident Booksellers and Cafe, between 7 and 9 p.m., EP release. It's on the 23rd of June.
All those are with Hoyt.
All those are with Hoyt. And then a solo with Denver Pride Fest Center Stage, either the Saturday or the Sunday, which is the 24th or the 25th, correct?
That's correct. Center Stage at the Civic Center Park.
Excellent. Can we have another tune, and then we'll round out real quick and then let you guys fade out?
Sure. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Excellent.
Absolutely.
Cool. We'll be back with you here, guys, directly. KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, Cabaret Program. Alex Worth with an I, ladies and gentlemen.
With the I.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. So this last one's called Dizzy.
Woo.
You're quite astute. I've got something on my mind if I could give you the scoop. I've got a really good heart and I'm doing my best, but it seems that this great universe has given me a test. When I look around, it's like a masochistic show. So much bountiful abundance and yet so many losing hope. Instead of turning back to nature, some are turning to the dope. Between the compromise and suicides, we're trying just to cope. You can see it in the eyes of all the people walking by, sadly searching for a purpose as they're being hypnotized to believe that they are powerless and properly screwed. As a way of the light,
I demand a higher truth, cause I'm dizzy every day, working for a better way. Is it okay that I ask you for some soul support? Well, sometimes it comes, sometimes it goes. Most people understand these rhythms and flows, but the circus at the top doesn't think that that's fair, so they keep it for themselves and they don't really care. But yeah, they act real strong and they speak with grace, and all along they're robbing you and spitting in your face. They're fearful and fragile, so feeling so weak, breaking the backs of people because we got what they need. We got the power, yeah, we got the skill, we got the natural intelligence and strength of will. Got the children coming up and they tell me they're down to kicking all the teeth of these asinine clowns. We love organized, keep on seeing through the lies. We got women in the ring, soccer right between the eyes. Come to life, show your colors and your pride. The mystery is spinning me with you, I stabilize. Dizzy every day, working for a better way. Is it okay? I ask you for some soul support, cause I'm dizzy every day, working for a better way. Is it okay that I ask you for some soul support? So I breathe into my nizzy, I blow a little kissy. You may call me a sissy, but that's what's missing. We are spinning in our heads as we're spinning with the earth, spin around the sun, shooting across the universe. The one thing that helps me stay steady and free, I find that your kindness is constant to me. A balance to strike, and time is ticking tight. So when I'm up at the mic, I try to bring it to light. Cause we are too polarized, sex like a disguise. We've divided our minds, I think it's time to combine my own yang and yin. Cultivation begins between the wood, fire, earth, metal, water, and when I find a rhythm and beat. So get back on your feet, we are in this together. I will not retreat when I get confused. I'm spun around when I'm broken and choking and just beat down. You can help me find perspective by just laying it out, cause I'm calm and collected. Do 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 do. Dizzy every day, working for a better way. Is it okay that I ask you for some soul support? Cause I'm dizzy every day, working for a better, better, better way. Is it okay to ask you for some soul support?
Nice, 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 nice. That was really cool, man. That was really cool. This is,
thank you.
This has been the cabaret program at KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. My name is Will Two Step. You have been listening to Alex Wirth. That's W-I-R-T-H.
That's great. Thank you, Will.
AlexWirthMusic.com. Hoyt Benson is also on bass. And that is Benji and his guitar on Instagram. Thank you very much. Stay tuned for Corey and Dan.
This is KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver.
Buenísimas noches, ladies and gentlemen and women, girls and boys, señores y señoras, vatas y vatos, locos y locas, cholas y cholos, toititaos y toititoas. You're tuned into KGNU's Latin Music Show, Corriente, con música para la gente. I'm Lito, el loco del barrio Pocho, su comunicador en el 18 de abril. It's the 18th of April of 2023. Today is the 335th anniversary of the first formal protest of slavery in North America, when in 1688, Quakers in Germantown, Pennsylvania, presented a formal anti-slavery petition to the authorities. The petition was successful nearly 200 years later when the 13th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution prohibited slavery, except in the case of convicted criminals as punishment for their crimes. Mire que hipócritas. On April 18, 1847, the U.S. Army won the Battle of Cerro Gordo, which broke open Mexico's defenses, allowing U.S. forces to invade Mexico and to ultimately occupy y robarse, the northern half of the Mexican Republic, a region comprising most of California, Nevada, Arizona, Texas, and Colorado, along with parts of various other states. But 69 years later, on April 18, 1916, Pancho Villa's troops celebraron una victoria over the U.S. Army's punitive expedition at the Battle of Puerto de Varas in the northern Mexican state of Chihuahua. The battle was one of the first of many losses by the 10,000-troop force led by then-Brigadier General John Pershing in his failed 11-month-long campaign to capture Pancho Villa. Yesterday would have been the 104th birthday of La Tica who became una ídola mexicana, Chavela Vargas. So we'll be hearing from one of the most recognizable and most versatile singers in Mexico's modern history. We're in the middle of Stress and Cannabis Awareness Month, and it's National Poetry and National Jazz Appreciation Month, so get aware of cannabis and chill your stress with 2 hours of poetic music from the country that was the source of most of the yerba buena that we became aware of back in the days when you had to be an outlaw to cop a toke. Tonight's show will be, with just a couple exceptions, an all-Mexico show featuring Mexican jazz and a Mexican perspective on Pancho Villa, the outlaw who truly proves the adage that el héroe de uno es el terrorista de su enemigo. So hang on to whatever you need to hang on to, because we're going to have fun a la Mexicana tonight.